dedication. See, loving God with all our heart is devotion. That's an inward action. That's a decision in the heart, putting it first in the heart. Loving God with all our soul, that's dedication. That's dedicating all that we have, and it'll express itself in external action. See, the soul involves the will. And when you choose in his will, I am not going to eat that garbage anymore. I'm going to stop drinking that forever. I'm not going to smoke that. I'm not going to look at this. I am not going to lie with his tongue or whatever that might be. You make an inward decision, but it's expressed externally. It's very practical, you see. It's very much a rubber meets the road, sermon in the shoes. So complete dedication. The idea is captured, of course, in Romans 12:1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body. Okay, it's an appeal to the will, that's the soul in part, but it's manifested outwardly, that kind of dedication. Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Sample scriptures. Ponder the path of thy feet. Have you devoted your feet to God? Ponder the path of your feet. I am purposed my feet will no longer walk past that or over there to these people or to do these things. The book of the Proverbs says, ponder the path of thy feet, let all thy ways be established. Don't look not to the left, nor look to the right. Look right on. Have you committed your feet? How about your hands? Ephesians 4:28, let him who stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the things which is good. Are you handy? Okay, it's time to commit those hands to doing the Lord's work. Maybe it's your eyes. Job 31:1. I made a covenant with mine eyes. Why then should I think upon a maid? There's a connection between what we do with our eyes and what goes on then and following in our hearts. Proverbs 4:20. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear.